No, it doesn't bother me. It's just as long as it's not freeing you. Okay, Shalom Yonatan.
How's the drive? How's it, Eddie?
Good, Baruch Hashem.
How's Yonatan?
Okay, so we got two more to go. We're in a list of seven. That despite the his Eira Sichlis is more desirable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, and its quality is much greater than the his Eira Saliday the Torah, as we saw previously, the seven reasons why that is like that. I'm sure you'll remember them and can recite them off by heart. But there's six reasons why you need this Eira Saliday the Torah. And we saw five of them already, and we're about to start number six. When we finish this, maybe we'll go back and we'll chazer the six milers of the seichel, and we'll look at why you need the seven again, just in summary, in the Leif Toiv, just so we have them clear, because it's hard to remember all these lists. Okay, so Atam Ashishi. Hu mipnei shatoyle koleles heimes mitzvahs she'ein ha-seichel musugel leva'er There's mitzvahs in the Torah that include mitzvahs that the seichel isn't able to grasp why you have to keep them. Kagod mitzvahs paraduma ve'isu shatnas. If you would rely over domain, if you would rely on the seichel to come up with shatnas, you wouldn't get very far. Paraduma, we know. Ve'enes aklalim v'asheroshim ha'ikrim. Behain is a klalim v'sharoshim ha'ikrim. Oh, sorry, I have to finish the sentence. Behain is a klalim v'sharoshim ha'ikrim shel ha'mitzvos she'aseichel kein mechayev osam. There's also all the details and the principles and the roots of the mitzvahs that the seichel can grasp. L'chein yesh tzerich mis'eris el'deh ha'Torah k'day she'nekayim gam es ha'mitzvos shelo ein yoichlim la'amod aleihem al yedei ha'seichel. Because if the seichel couldn't grasp anything, it would be easier. Because you just say, I can't grasp anything, I don't have a problem. But since there are things that the seichel is able to grasp in the Torah, and you have things that you can't grasp, so if you're only relying on the seichel, you would only go with those things that the seichel can grasp. And there'd be a lot of Torah that you would leave out if there was no hisoiras via the Torah. Famous question, going back already to the Goinim grappled with this. If you can work it out from the Seichel, why does the Torah have to tell it to me? If the Muskolos mechayves you to keep the mitzvahs, then why did the Torah have to tell it to me? Hu mipnei sha'am shekibel es ha-Torah hayu shokua az b'tayves b'hemiris. The nation that received the Torah, even though they'd gone through a purification, a cleansing process, nevertheless, they still were shakur. It's hard to say that about the door. The Chavis Zalavav was saying about the door that was Makabal Torah. The door there that was Makabal Torah after the 49 steps, the 50 steps of going through the whole purification process was shakur b'tayvus b'hemis. Nifla. V'sichlam v'koyach ha'koreshlem hayu chalash midai milahavin harbe mi'amusogim masichlim. They didn't have the koyach and the ability. They were too weak to be able to understand many, many of the aspects sichlim. L'chei nosel lema Torah gam es ha'mitzvahs ha'sichliyos. Therefore, the Torah gave us also the mitzvahs that you can work out from your seichel. G'day sh'kai me'gam o'ison l'fachot mitoich his oiris alidai Torah. If the seichel is too weak to misoyer in these areas, even though the understanding is you should be able to work this out for yourself, but since there's weaknesses, we don't always have the koyach of the seichel to grasp these things. All you have to do is walk around outside, and you'll see that's not far fetched. Just 1 second, we're gonna run the battery, and I'm trying to charge it, and it's telling you there's water in the charger, which is not quite possible. This is a strange old phone with its own mind. I just don't want to run out of the battery before we get through here. It's not charging. hopefully that'll do the trick. So because we have other drives and we have other issues, so we need these eras from the Torah to be able to grasp the things we wouldn't be able to grasp without the Torah. With a fully developed seichel, you'd be able to work it out. But not too many of us walk around with fully developed seichels. So at least you'll get an esoros from the Torah. That's not the ideal. The ideal, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, is this esoros min haseichel. Well, there's going to be areas that you're going to fall very short. So at least you'll have an esoros via the Torah. V'chein, k'day shevakol dov ador gam mi she'ein sichloi mesugel. That's talking about the door daya, the door that was makabel Torah. And so too in every generation, gam mi she'ein sichloi mesugel ha'sigas ha'mitzvah ha'sichlis, there's going to be a few people walking around that aren't going to be able to grasp all the mitzvahs are sichlios. You came with Tom Belfachot, Mitoch Yisrael, they're Torah, so we'll keep them at least out of the Yisraelis from the Torah. Umisha Sichle Vakoya Chakarosa Haim Ken Dai Chazokim, someone whose Seichel is strong enough. Yisrael Lakabalo Samal Atzmoy or Lakaimo, some gum Mitoch Yisrael, a Torah, a gum Mitoch Yisrael, a Seichel. He's got an advantage because he can makayim them through the Isoiris, through the Seichel, and through the Torah. Somebody who can't grasp. Why do I have to do this? Why can't I do this? No, tell me. He doesn't have the Seichel. So he'll give it through the Torah bilvad. The same as even someone who's got a very advanced seichel. Shlomo Melech's seichel was fairly well developed, and he couldn't get paraduma. So why did he keep paraduma? Because of these areas through the Torah, shatness. I don't know, maybe Shlomo Melech did understand shatness, but even very advanced, we can't always get it. So there's two parts to the Torah. There's that which you can grasp your seichel, and those things you can't. So the things you can, you will, and the things you can't, you'll at least be misoreth through the Torah. If you didn't have the Torah, then the muskolos wouldn't ever get done, even though you chayev, but you wouldn't get it. Hashem shenoyg legabo ois namitzas. Val yedei kach yavu kulam lidei shleimus ba'avodas Hashem. And everyone can thereby, you can't have an excuse. You can't say, well, you gave me the shvachas seichel, you didn't give me a Torah. No, the Torah tells you what to do. You can't get it. It's better if you can get it through your seichel, but if you can't, at least you'll get it through the Torah. And everybody can come to shleimus. There's no excuses. Kamo shenema, darche darche noyem, v'kol nisivoy seyer sholem. Don't know what that proves here, but that's the pasuk. There's the Rambam. We saw the Rambam the other day, now in the breakfast here, that the Rambam there in Hilchus Chanukah says that the whole purpose of the Torah was for sholem. She is sholem ba'olam. So he's talking about Shalom here in terms of Shleimus. And he used that pasuk, the Rambam. Darche dachanoim kol nisvaseya Shalom, meaning not that there'll be peace, but it means there'll be Shleimus. You'll be able to arrive at Shleimus in Avodas Hashem, which whatever that means. Harus ponim. Okay. Very good. So now you know why we have to have a Torah to tell us things that we can't understand and to tell us things that you should be able to understand. But if you don't have the capability, then you have a fallback onto the Torah. We got the Torah, we all know, through Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the conduit for giving the Torah. Hashem revealed via Moshe signs and miracles, wondrous things. Everybody there that was there saw it and felt it. No one could have denied it. There was no one there at the time that could deny Kabbalah Satayra. Sorry, I just have to get this thing charging. We're going to be in trouble sooner. It's dropping fast. If we do get cut off as a surprise, I'm sorry. Good night, and we'll pick this up next week. I apologize. And I just came back from a wedding in Ashdod, and I've got a problem. I can't charge my phone in the car. So it was like on empty. And I just got home and I plugged it in and struggling to charge. They tell me when it's 5 years old, you have to get a new one. And Anilo Musugala Sotetze, having a hard time getting his oirer, his gamma pisechel, the gamma pitoirer, but the battery doesn't, it's not a happy camper, especially when it's competing with Zoom. So we may run loose here, and I'm sorry, I apologize. It's plugged in and it's still going down. So I don't exactly know how that works. But anyway,
turn your video off.
Turn the video off. Yeah, I could do that. That might help. You don't need to look at my ugly mug.
No, no, we love looking at you. Don't get me wrong, but
it could save your battery. I just remembered you once helped me. I once had a major crash. I was in South Africa and my phone crashed badly, and I stepped all the way out to where you were working, and the guy fixed it for me on the spot. I just remembered that now. You used to be a bit of a bocky in this year. Okay, Beseda. In a previous incarnation. Fine. You remember that incident?
Now that you say, yeah, but like I barely remember, like you said, what I ate for breakfast yesterday. So that's impressive.
No. When you think you've lost your entire database, then you remember it, you know. All right. Tov, so there was no one there that could deny what Moshe Rabbeinu was showing them. V'izborelem kol ma she'ama Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'sholom, v'shem ha'boira, v'mayvsim har mugoshim al yedei ha'chushim, their five senses were fully involved. They saw everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had to offer them. They saw the miracles. They saw the wonders. They felt them. There was no denying anything. They were understood al pi the seichel as well. So I don't understand why that means I have to get an Isoiris from the Torah, just because they also did. They got the seichel. They saw it. I don't understand what this is about. Mishnah says, "Atayra kibalni al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu v'shalom." Shemher al yedei Oisus v'mayvsi. Shekol b'nei Adam ke'echad roi v'yushu esam. V'eni mecholin k'chishu esam. Fun. They can't deny it. V'izborin lehem kol ma shama Moshe Rabbeinu v'la m'shalom b'shem ha'boira. V'mayvsi m'mugoshim al yedei chushim v'vanim al yedei ha'seichel. Naisav lis eres ha'sich lis ha'tivis. Ha'mushrosim v'im dechilim rosam v'tzirosam. Tov, ich weiß nicht. I don't know why that's why I need to service of the Torah. They don't know. They were there, they saw it, everything was fine. We don't see it, so maybe that's why we need the service on the Torah. Because at least we know the Torah is true. Don't know what that adds. Don't know without this, why I would have thought that okay, I don't know. Any musag. Fine. Because so those are two lists. The first list is why these Oiris al Yedei Seichel is more desirable to Hashem. But at the same time, the list of why you also need these Oiris through the Torah. Okay. So now he continues. Reish Chav Gimel Lakbas. U'mekiven Sheberanu. Kelenu lo'ivides Aboiris Berachein mitoichis Oiris Sichlis v'hein mitoichis Oiris mitzara Torah. We've now clarified, he says, that you have to be Oved Hashem, both through the Sora, through the Seichel, and the Sora, through the Torah. Nimtza kimi shemisboinen b'toivus ha'elokim, shunene mehem b'shove imshah kol b'nei Adam. Comes out that somebody who thinks about, meditates, on the toivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, that he benefits from them equally to everybody else in the world. The same benefits anyone else has. Ya'amin shumachuiv lekabel al atzmai is kol sugi avoidus elokim she'aseichel mechayv osam. He has imuna, he is faithful, he understands that he's obligated to accept upon himself all types of avoidus elokim that the seichel mechayvs him to keep. Kamo sha ben Adam. Because the avoid is doing that comes from an akaras atov. It comes from a recognition that if somebody does, like we said earlier, if somebody does so much for you, so the seichel mechayves you to you're obligated to the person. There's a shibud. You mushubat to him. But that's the seichel. Kumushab ne'adam. Ukeshi is boinen b'tov shaboris baruch meitiv rak la'amoy. Then if you'll focus and you'll meditate just on the goodness that Hashem does just for his nation, and not for the rest of the world. Then over and above the avoider that everybody's obligated, that the seichel obligates everybody to serve Hashem. Gam es mitzvah satayra she'ena seichel mechayv l'kayim osam. He has to keep, he has to mechayv and makabel to mechayv himself to keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, the avoider that the Torah mechayvs him, even though he doesn't, the seichel doesn't get it. וכן כאשר יזבוינן בתוי ושבו יסברך היטיב באופן מיוחד רק לשיפטוי ולא לשעה שפוטים של עמוי, גונה כהונה והלוויה. If he suddenly starts realizing that he's got extra benefits and brochas because he's a kohen or he's a levi, יאמין שהוא מחייב לקבל על עצמו, אין נוסף לעבוד את השם מיוחד מצד השכל, נוסף למצד התוי שאין השכל מחייב עושן, גם את המצד זה לוקים, Noson ba'ifin miyuchad rak l'shiftoi. Then besides everything else that he has to keep, he's also machayev to keep all the mitzvahs that are miyuchad just to his shevet. U'mitam zeh timtze sheba avoidus hamutolim ala kohanim heim esrim v'arbo. The kohanim have 24 avoiders, let's call it that. Mitzvahs, avoiders that other people don't have. He lists them here in the bottom if you want to have a look at them. Keneged esim va'arba toivus, shaboyeris bochur heitzvah l'kohanim. The 24 matnas kohuna, mechayevs him in 24 ways of avoider. Nifla, no? There's 24 matnas kohuna. So he's getting something that no other shevets get him. So he has 24 avoiders that nobody else has. Ulefi dugma zu, this is just a dugma. It's an example. Kol mi she'elokim hashpia lo bo'eifin miyuchad toiva shelo hashpia oisa l'shar b'nei adam. Now, there's going to be toivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me that he doesn't give anybody else. Ala v'chayvas atzmoi b'avoida miyuchedes she'yeteh mutalas alav bilvad. There's going to be things that he's chayv to be oivid Hashem that no one else is, because there's the special chesed that Hashem did for him that Hashem doesn't do for anybody else. So therefore he has the seichel mechayevs him to be oed Hashem in ways that nobody else has got to do. Da'ani she asir toide l'Hashem yisbarach kefir choltev asagosoy avuat toiv sheheitiv rak lo boifin miyuchad. Therefore, to the ability that he is able, he's going to conjure up ways of being oed Hashem in miyuchad ways because of the chesed that Hashem did for him miyuchad. U'bezeh yigroim שיענה תמיד מאויסת טויבה מיוחדת, ושהשם יוסיף לו עליה. And this will cause that he'll always be benefiting from this goodness that Hashem, this unique goodness Hashem gives him. And Hashem will add to it as well. Hashem sees, oh, you recognize the unique good I'm doing for you, therefore you oved me in a better way. Well, then I'll give you, I'll continue to give it to you because you know what to do with it. ואף ייתן לו שכר עבודה בעולם הבא. Not only that. We mentioned this earlier. You meshubut Hashem, he's doing you chesed, so you have to kind of pay him back. Let's just use our language. So you have to pay him back. So when you pay him back, you know what? He gives you schar for paying him back. In olam haba, schar nitzri. So that mechayves you even more, no? It doesn't stop. V'loi kamo mi shenem ala v'kesef harbei sila v'zav osu lebal. Not enough that I didn't add to serve Hashem in a special way because of all the kesef and everything that he gave me. I did the opposite. I gave the money to Avodah Zorah. That's the pasuk there in Hoshaya. Not only didn't you use the resources Hashem gave you for Avodah Hashem, but you used it mamash for the opposite. You used it for Avodah Zorah. ומי שאינו מוסיף לעבוד את השם בו אינו מיוחד תמורס הטויבס עם היוחדת שהוא נהנה מהן, גוירים לעצמו שלא יעבוד את השם, גם בהתם לטויבס המחרת שהשם מיטיב למשפחתוי. ואחר יובי לידי כך שלא יעבוד את השם אף בהתם לטויבס המחרת שהשם מיטיב לעמוי. So then, if he's not doing the unique, it works both ways, it's like a double barrel spring. If you're not going to focus on the unique chesed Hashem is doing for you and somehow find a way to be oived him in that, then eventually you won't recognize the unique benefits you have because of the shevet, your family, the town, the am, and you'll stop doing the void in all those areas as well. ובסוף יאבס את זה לגמרי. מפחיד. Terrifying. You'll eventually just leave the whole Torah. It says someone who's kaifa starts with kaifa b'tov ba'adam, he'll eventually be kaifa tov ba'kodesh baruch hu, and you kaifa tov ba'kodesh baruch hu, and there's nothing left. Ein chelek l'olam haba, there's nothing left. So it starts, where does it start? It starts by recognizing the general benefits you have, like everybody else, the Chinese, everybody, everyone's got eyes, everybody's heart beats, kvaldik, we breathe, there's water to drink, everybody's got that. And then you start narrowing it down until you get to yourself, the unique chesodim Hashem does just for you. But if you don't add a voida there of your own in that area, it doesn't have to be you'll start doing wild, crazy things. It might just be, you know, you'll do whatever else is doing. You'll just do it a bit more kavana. You'll do whatever you have to find for yourself. Ech zoved. He'll give examples later, I think, as well, if I remember correctly. Aval, you start doing that avoida. If you don't do that, you'll eventually lose all the other ones that you started with. You started big and you came small. And now you're going from small, you'll lose all of it all the way up. And eventually you'll be mamash, leave the Torah completely. That's what he says, mafchid. And since he's not makabling on himself what the Torah mechayves him, who gam lo yekabal al atzmais asher hu mechayev mitzad haseichel. If he was already left, the Torah is oirus, so then for sure he's not going to makabal upon himself that which the seichel mechayves him. B'shul yekabal al atzmais achayev shaseichel mechayves so the marot shu yodeis chavos ha'ela, his seichel, he knows about the chayevim that he has. The seichel tells him, but he's not being makabal there. The Seichel is trying very hard to arouse him to keep them. He'll plummet all the way down from being a Yisrael Oved Hashem, which is the highest level of the Bria, to being a Chai Hamadaber. He'll be an animal that talks, that's all. Being a human being that looks that an animal who looks like a human being that talks. That's what he'll become. The animals even understand better than him what brings them benefit. This guy doesn't understand what brings him benefit. Yeshaya Novi complains, famous pasuk in Yeshaya, the ox knows its master and the donkey knows its feeding trough. Klal Yisrael doesn't know me. They don't know who I am. They don't know where their feeding trough is. They don't know who their master is. Because why? Ami lo hitbonen. They don't think. They don't meditate. They don't analyze. Horrific. Pasuk in Tehillim, the Rishoyim will be lost, Ya'avdu, and the enemies of Shem will become like, they'll go off in a puff of smoke, they'll be wiped out, in like a puff of smoke. So, okay, that's the bad news. So you have to find exercises. We have to find ways to do this. So the one I heard, which is Neiriv and Nifla, put that in the book they wrote about him. Rav Avigdor Miller had lists and lists and lists of things that happened to other people that didn't happen to him, and he wrote them down, and he thanked Hashem for that. Next door neighbor, God forbid, broke his leg. He wrote down, I didn't break my leg. This one had this happen. Lists, long when after he was Nifla, they found notebooks full. How much lists and lists and lists of things every day. He would sit down and write down things he'd heard about that happened to other people, not to be boastful and, oh, look, you know, I never got sick. No. To appreciate that Baruch Hashem, Hashem's taking care of this uniquely for me. Obviously, when you do that, it does two things. First of all, you start seeing how much more you have to Hashem. Start seeing the chesed he's doing. It also helps you to be empathetic and feel for those other people. You start thinking about them. You start davening for them. You start getting very sensitive to other people's pain. You're doing two things. You're noticing other people's suffering, but at the same time, you're having a korosotiv that it's not you. It's a fine balance between being callous and being, okay, but that's a start with something domey like that. Just write a list of all the pleasures you have, all the things you have. Start with the things that everybody has. lists and lists. You can write long, long lists of all the chesed Hashem does for us that he does for even for the Chinese. And that's an incredibly long list. And then start looking at the things, you know. They start looking at the things of Baruch Hashem. Look, I have this, I don't have that. It's a very choshev exercise. Very choshev. It's ma'od, ma'od, ma'od. We don't do it because the Yetzer Hara knows that if we would do it, we would become very great. Yetzer Hara doesn't let us do this, but at least we get together once a week. We at least talk about it. It also ma'eres the seichel a little bit that there's so much we chayev, so much Hashem does for us. And it doesn't end when you move to the next world. The chasadim continue. It's incumbent upon us to, talking to myself, to put a bit of effort into this year. Okay, so that's the end of Perek Gimel. Mitzvah Hashem will start Perek Dalet next week. Just the chesed to thank Hashem that he gives me an opportunity to learn Chumash Salavavos once a week with you guys. Again, Gam Ze Ani Ani Ze Mechayev Li to do something about.
The chesed we all thank Hashem for.
Appreciate it. We have a Chumash Salavavos. You know what it is to live without a Chumash Salavavos.
This stuff's a different ballgame.
A speaking animal, right? Yeah. Okay.
Rav, he said something at the end, yeah. It's very, I'm sure there's a way to understand it, but it doesn't fit in so much to the Hishtadlus. He said, if you realize, okay, Hashem is doing these things for me, and then to the best of your ability, you do what you can for Hashem. Basically, you try do the avoid Hashem, then it says it will continue what Hashem is doing. And if you don't, it won't. It's a bit like, it's a kind of like, Hishtadlus before was like, you're going to get it or not. It doesn't matter. Hishtadlus was a separate mitzvah. Now it's saying, if you don't do this, you're not going to get what Hashem is giving you. And if you do, you will. It's quite interesting that.
It's like, let me think about that. No, I hear what you're saying. I hear the chiluk, but
you're right, and that's what I'm saying.
No, it needs more thought. Understood. No, the question's a good question. I hear the question. Hashem's doing me toivas, and I am chayev now to mashabed myself to Hashem for those toivas. And if I continue doing that, the toivas will continue, but if I don't, some other toivas will go away. We don't see the world running like that, by the way.
But you do not, on a personal level, if you take note of it, you see it. I don't know about you.
Because I don't want to tempt anything here, but when was the last time you celebrated your toenails? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When did it ever feel obligated to serve Hashem? And Hashem doesn't take away toenails. If he would, life would be miserable. Eh?
Very good point. But it does say over here, to miserable. The best of your ability. So it doesn't mean your ability that's beyond you know?
A lot of people walking around with eyes and ears and hearts and livers and kidneys or whatever, they don't even, they're using it like the Navi said, they're using whatever they've got to be over the Avodah Zorah. And Hashem keeps giving them that. That's atonement of order. Tzarichet, you're asking a very powerful question, and we have to see how that fits into the whole Marechet of the Chovas Salavavos, because he himself says that Abotech Bashem Chesed Sevavenu is only if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's the machlokes we saw in Shabbat Tochen with the Vilna Goyim, where the Abotech Bashem Chesed Sevavenu applies even to a Rosh Gomo. Chovas Salavavos seems to say no, it's only if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So he has this mind. We have to see. But the Chodesh for sure agrees that Hishtadlus has nothing to do with the outcome of your panosa and your health. How it applies, yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Zeh tzarich, and you've raised a very important point. There's not a quick, snappy answer to your question. It's a mock question. It needs to be
fair enough. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, definitely.
Again.
Just stood out. I'm glad it actually is a question.
No. It's glaring. It's glaring. But you have to see how it fits into the whole mahalach of the Chumash Salavavos. That's exactly where this fits in. This is the Rishon. You know, they say you have to learn the Chumash Salavavos like you learn a Rashbo. And we're not doing that. We're just kind of like, we're learning the Chumash Salavavos like you say to Tehillim. You know, we're kind of like just trying to get some sense of swimming around in murky waters, you know. So, Baruch Hashem, you opened up something. You have to think about it a bit.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Look at that. We have, I'm down to 9%. battery plugged in, and it's now down to 9% while it was plugged in charging. So, okay. But we had it, we finished. I don't need this thing anymore. So,
Hashem.
Oh, Hashem. Have a good night, Rabbi. So, take good care.
Thank you.